Chag Sameach. It's Reuven Ibrahimov, the Haftarah man. And this week's Haftarah, well, it's not this week. It is the Haftarah for Simchat Torah, or we read it in addition to that for Vezod HaBracha. So outside of the land of Israel, it's standing alone and it is being read on Simchat Torah. What book does it come from? It comes from Yehoshua. Why? Well, the men of the great assembly, the Anshei Knesset HaGdolah, said to themselves, we just completed reading the five scrolls, the Chamisha Chumshei Torah. So now, let's just say, as far as the Nevi'im goes, let's roll forward into the book of Yehoshua, which is the sixth Sefer in the Tanakh. And now, who was this man Yehoshua? Well, as you know, through the five books of Moses, he turned over the reins. His successor was Yehoshua. And Yehoshua was the son of Nun, Yehoshua bin Nun, and his name means Hashem will save. And that Yehoshua lived almost as long as Moshe. He lived till 110. Moshe, we all know, lived till 120. So here, the book of Yehoshua is the Haftarah, and it starts from the first perek and the first pasuk of the book of Yehoshua. And what story do we have over here? So Hashem appears to Yehoshua, and he's encouraging Yehoshua, and he says to him, Chazak ve'ematz, be strong and be brave. You are now the leader of the Jewish people. They have to see that you're strong. You have to lead the way. And as close as you stick to the Torah, I'm going to stick to you. Keep the Torah close. That was the message that he gave continuously. And then now, Yehoshua prepares the nation. Where is everybody? They're on the east side of the Jordan River. They're about to cross over. You have to prepare. You have to be spiritually holy. And you have to make yourselves ready. And then we'll see how Yehoshua was the one that circumcised, spell check in my mouth, circumcised all of the Jewish people. What's going on? They were in the desert for 40 years. And after the first year, no more Brit Milahs. Whoa, why? They were afraid. If God said, hey, let's go, and they would go, well, that would be a problem, because if you had the circumcision on 600,000 people having children, well, they couldn't move. So they stopped circumcising their children. So now what happens is, it's been 40 years since anybody had a Brit Milah. Well, they're going to do Korban Pesach. They're going to do the sacrifice of Pesach. And you're not allowed to do Korban Pesach without having Brit Milah. So the Rabbono Shel Olam said to Yehoshua, you must do Brit Milah on Kol Am Yisrael, that you have to do it on everybody. And he did so. So now what happens is that the people from the tribes of Reuven, Gad, and Chatzi Menashe are told, you guys want to stay on the east side of the Jordan? No problem. You're coming with us first before. Why? So you can conquer the land. And then when we divide it, we will complement your request by giving you the territory that you asked for. The Haftarah concludes in that the people are being reassured that God is going to look after them and that all of the nation is loyal to Yehoshua bin Nun. And this is the Haftarah for Simchat Torah. Thank you. Chag Sameach.